Mesechet Bechor Perek Hey Mishnah Beis Beisham Eirim Lo Yimane Yisrael Ma Kohen Ala Bechor. Beisham said when the Kohen shechts the Bechor after it has a mum and he eats the basar, and obviously the Kohen himself cannot eat all the basar of the entire behemoth. He can invite other Kohen to eat with him, but he can't invite a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, to eat with him. At the point of Beis Shammai, when a Bechor is shechted, only Kohenim should eat from the basar. Beis Hillel Makirin Ba'afigul Nachar. Beis Hillel disagree. They say Yisrael could join the Kohenim and eat from the basar of the Bechor, and even a guy can eat from the basar of the Bechor together with the Kohenim. As the Torah compared the Bechor to its feet and an aisle, just like a guy can eat from the basar of its feet and an aisle, so too a guy can eat from the basar of a Bechor. Bechor that became very sick, it has too much dam, and the way to heal it is to draw blood. But from a Bechor you cannot draw blood, even if it's going to die, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The reason being that a Bechor cannot be shechted until it has a mum, but you can't cause that mum yourself. You have to allow that mum to happen by itself. Now, Papa, when you draw dam, they will do that in such a way that you will cause it to have a mum, and that is awesome. So therefore, Rabbi Huda said you cannot draw blood at all, even in a way that is mutter. Rabbi Huda is afraid if we allow you to draw blood, you won't be careful to do it in such a way that it won't cause a mum. So therefore, we don't allow you to draw blood at all, even if the behemoth will die from this sickness. The Chachamim Amrim Yakiz Uvovaj Lo Yaseh Bo Mum. The Chachamim disagree. They say you can go ahead and draw blood to heal the animal, as long as you do so in such a way that you won't cause it to have a mum. As a Chacham hold, if we don't allow you to draw blood at all, certainly you'll be very bahal b'mamono, you'll be very, very frightened that you're going to lose your money, that the behemoth will die, and you won't look to the Chachamim and you'll draw blood. And once you're doing it, you won't be careful to do it in such a way that you won't cause it to have a mum. Therefore, the Chachamim said, go ahead and draw blood, but be careful to do it in such a way that you won't cause it to have a mum. But if you went ahead and drew dam in such a way that it caused it to have a mum, you did not listen to the Chacham who said to be careful to draw the dam in a way that it will not cause it to have a mum. For example, you drew dam by the nitz basav or by the rosh ugnav, by the lip, or by the top of the ear. When you draw dam over there, you cause it to have a mum, as it will not heal. In such a case, you cannot shech the behemoth, even though now it has a mum, and a bechor could be shechted when it has a mum. But since you're over and you went ahead and caused that mum yourself, you have to wait until it gets a mum by itself. Rabbi Shimon Amar Yakiz Af Al Pi Shehu Osa Bo Mum. Rabbi Shimon says you can go ahead and draw a dam in such a case that the bechor has a sickness in which it has too much dam, and you don't have to be careful to do so in such a way that it won't cause a mum. Even if you end up causing a mum when you draw the dam for the behemoth, since that's not your intention. Your intention is only to heal it from its sickness. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference. It's a davar she'ena miskav. It's something you didn't intend to do. Your intention wasn't to cause a mum. And even if a mum is caused in the process, it's mutter. You can go ahead and shech the bechor with this mum. Shech the bechor perek hey mishna gimel atzorim ba'ozen ha'bechor. Harei zeh lo yishachet olam es dibrei rabbi yezer. Somebody who causes a defect on the ear of a Bechor. Now it has a mum. Even though it has a mum, you can never shech this behemoth. Even after it gets a mum by itself, you cannot shech the behemoth. And since you're over on that which the Torah said, that you should not cause a Bechor to have a mum, the Chachamim knocked you, bind you, and did not allow you to shech this behemoth, even after it gets a mum by itself. The Chachamim Maimrim Kishiyivali Lo Mum Acher Yishachet Alam. Chachamim disagree. They say, when it gets a mum by itself, you can go ahead and shech the Bechor. Even though the Chacham agree that you cannot shech the Bechor after you caused it to have a mum, since you're over on what the Torah says, not to cause a Bechor to have a mum, but when it does go ahead and get a mum by itself, you can shech the Bechor. Ma'isa b'zachar shel rechelim zaken usaro medodu. There was a ma'isa by a male sheep that was very old and had long hair. This was a Bechor, so therefore it couldn't be sheared. As you're not allowed to share a Bechor, so too you can't shech it until it has a mum. Ra'ul Kaster Echa, an officer, saw this behemoth. Amar Mativo Shazul, he asked, what's the deal with this behemoth? Amrullah, they responded, Bechor hu. It's a Bechor. Beno Nishchat, Elam Kain Hayu Bo Mum. We're not allowed to shech it until it gets a mum. Natal Pikyum. So the officer took a sharp instrument v'tzaram ba'azno. And he caused a defect in the ear, causing it to have a mum. Uba ma'ita l'pnei chachamim v'hitiru. The ma'ita came in front of the chachamim, and they were matir the b'chor to shecht it because of this mum, even though the guy caused the mum be a giant. Still, it's mutter. The guy's intention when he caused the mum wasn't to be matir the b'chor. He did not know that if he himself causes the mum, the b'chor will be mutter. And since that was not his intention, it's as if the mum happened by itself, and therefore it's mutter. Ra shehi tiru. When this officer saw that by causing the mum himself, the b'chor is now mutter. V'halach v'tzaram ba'azne b'choros acher. He went ahead, caused defects in the ears of other b'chors. And he figured he'll do the Yisraelim a service by causing mum in all the b'chors. V'asru. In such a case, the chum asered those b'chors. As here, his intention was to be matir the b'chor, and since that was his intention, we did not allow the b'chor to be shechted because of this mum, as in such a case, it's not as if the mum happened by itself. Pam achas hayu tinokos nesachkin b'sara. One time there were children playing in the field. V'kasru zanvo tzlam zelazet. They tied the tails of the tzlam to each other. V'nitzaka zanvo shel echad mehem. And because of this, the tail of one of the tzlam snapped off. By Rehu Bechor. And that slab was a Bechor. And now that the tail is snapped off, that's a mum. Uba Maisa l'fnei chachamim v'hiti ru. This Maisa came in front of the chachamim, and they were matirit. And since the children did not intend to cause it to have a mum, so therefore it's mutter to shecht it because of this mum. Roshi tiru. When the children saw that by doing that they were matir the Bechor, v'hochu v'kashru zanvos b'chores achem. They went ahead and tied the tail of other Bechors, and caused the tail of other b'chores to snap off the asru, and then the chachamim asered those b'chores, as since the intention of the children in that case was to cause it to have a mum, you cannot shech the b'chor for that mum. The haklal kol shehu l'daito asur v'shelo l'daito mutter. This is a general rule. Anytime the mum was caused midas with the intention to be mocked to the b'chor, then it's also you can't shech the b'chor. You have to wait until it gets a different mum. But if the mum was caught shalola daita without the intention to be matzah the b'chor, in such a case, it's mutter, you can shech the b'chor from that mum.